The Guardian.
Is this a sudden surge of patriotism, or are people looking for something to celebrate?
Well, I think it's a bit of both of those, Belinda. It seems that since devolution, English people are thinking, well, can't we have a celebration if the Welsh have theirs and the Scottish have theirs? Can't we have a day that we go and have a few drinks and have some fun on? So I think that's part of it. But also I think that the money people, the marketing people, have seen that there is money to be made out of St George's Day. The pubs are stocking up on St George's Day souvenirs. They're decorating their pubs in red and white. They're getting appropriate beer in and making a few quid on the side, I think.
Because, of course, St Patrick's Day has always been celebrated a bit more than St George's Day, hasn't it?
Very much so. Even in England, people go out and have a really good night on St Patrick's Night. But it seems that this year, for the first year, St George's Day really is competing. I've spoke to one supplier of party bits and pieces, which says that its St George's Day packs are now outselling their St Patrick's Day packs for the first time.
So is it all a bit cynical, really? I mean, is it just an excuse to make money?
Well, perhaps. I mean, one of the things that's been put to me is that this year England aren't going to be in the football European Championship, so the pubs are going to lose a bit of money because of that. So they're looking for other ways of making some money. And I think the pubs are quite upfront that they are there to make money, so they will look for these marketing opportunities. But they also think they're tapping into a new need for this sort of nationalism.
And what other kinds of events can people expect to run into today?
Lots of events around the country, really, both today and across the weekend. In London, they're turning Trafalgar Square into a giant market celebrating English produce, for example. But you won't be able to find a castle in England, I don't think, on Saturday and Sunday that doesn't have somebody dressed up as a knight attacking somebody dressed up as a dragon.
And there have been calls, haven't there, for St George's Day to be made a bank holiday for some time. Is that looking any more likely now, do you think?
I'm not sure in the immediate future that's looking more likely, though I have spoke to some bosses who off their own bat are giving their employees the day off. They're obviously proving very popular with them, and they're saying if enough people do it, perhaps there'd be a movement across the country to do it.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.